Welcome back, listeners. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely.
All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving deep into a story that's, well, it's about resilience. It's about pushing limits and maybe a little bit about those moments where life throws you a curveball.
Yeah, those moments we can all relate to.
Exactly. And the story we're exploring today centers on Bhaskar, a cyclist who embarked on an incredible journey while caring for his critically ill father. We're going deep into Bhaskar's personal account. Try to understand how he not only coped, but thrived under some serious pressure.
I think what's so powerful about Bhaskar's story is that it's not just about physical endurance. Yeah, he accomplishes incredible feats on a bike, but it's more about the power of setting goals and, like reclaiming that sense of control when things feel chaotic.
Absolutely. And it all starts with a pretty major curveball. Bhaskar's dad suffers a stroke and a lung infection, requiring intensive care at home.
Yeah, can you imagine trying to manage that level of care while juggling everything else in life?
I mean, online classes, work, everyday stuff.
It had to be immensely challenging.
No doubt, emotionally and logistically, just a heavy burden. And that's where cycling comes in. Initially, it seems like, it's just a way to cope with stress, get some rehab in, kind of like doctor's orders after his dad's surgery.
Yeah, makes sense.
But then something really interesting happens.
It becomes about something bigger.
Way bigger.
Like, it's not just physical recovery anymore. It's almost like he's reclaiming a sense of purpose,
Yeah.
Like finding that agency when so much feels out of control. And he starts small with these cycling challenges, even wins a few, earns this title, Independence Day Super Challenger, gets medals the whole nine yards.
It's got to be a huge turning point. Those medals, I mean, they represent more than just winning, right? It's like it's tangible proof that he can still achieve things, push himself, even in the middle of everything else.
It's something we can all connect with, right?
For sure.
You set a goal, no matter how small, and you achieve it. It's like this reinforcement that we're capable of more than we think. And for Bhaskar, that early success, it kind of fuels him. He sets his sights on a much bigger
We're
challenge.
talking about the Kashmir to Kanyakumari challenge now.
Yeah, that's where things get serious.
This is not just a weekend ride. 3,800 kilometers
Over 2,300 miles.
in just 35 days.
Fortitude.
Yeah, this is fascinating stuff. This is Bhaskar's Kashmir to Kanyakumari challenge. And this is a virtual event covering, get this, 3,800 kilometers in just 35 days.
Wow.
That's over 100 kilometers a day, every day,
Every day.
every single day.
It's hard to even imagine that kind of distance.
No.
How do you even approach something so massive?
He had a clever strategy of what cyclists call radial rides. So imagine cycling along highways, going out maybe 50 to 70 kilometers, and then turning back. It's like creating your own out and back adventure, but on this massive scale.
Clever. But I imagine even with a plan like that, sticking to 100 kilometers every single day has got to be tough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because life happens, things get in the way, and he couldn't always hit his initial goal of like 125 to 150 kilometers daily, so that forced him to adapt.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and I think that's such a crucial lesson for anyone chasing those big goals,
Yeah.
Be ready to adjust, stay flexible, don't let those setbacks derail you.
Okay, I'm hooked.
Good.
What kind of setbacks are we talking about? Did he have any particularly memorable challenges?
Yeah, so this is where the Outer Ring Road of Hyderabad comes in. It's a 160 kilometer loop that ultimately led to his first ever 200 kilometer ride.
Wow, his first 200K was part of this much larger challenge.
I
Talk
know.
about jumping in the deep end.
Yeah, and it's amazing how one challenge often just becomes this springboard for the next one, right? Pushing us further than we initially thought possible.
For sure.
And this particular loop, it presented some interesting logistical hurdles.
How so?
It's an access control highway.
Ah.
So limited places to stop for food or water. So meticulous planning was essential here.
Sounds intense.
It was.
Can you walk us through what one of those long rides was like?
Yeah, so imagine setting off, armed with his supplies, riding past incredible scenery like this Osman Sagar Reservoir and the Musi River. He even encountered peacocks along the way.
Beautiful.
It is a beautiful route.
But of course, no adventure is without its hiccups.
Of course not.
What happened? Did the meticulous planning go out the window?
Well, let's just say even the best laid plans can get derailed. Remember those limited stops I mentioned?
Yeah.
Picture this, he gets a flat tire miles from anywhere.
Oh no.
Several kilometers.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Although not on a 200K ride.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He ended up walking several kilometers to find a bike shop.
Ugh.
It's a stark reminder that even with all the preparation in the world, you gotta be ready for the unexpected.
Yeah, that's true.
This is where having those extra resources, those backup plans, is so crucial.
I'm curious, what do you think was the biggest takeaway for Bhaskar during that incident?
Well, you know, I think it really highlighted the importance of packing strategically.
Right.
Because, you know, if he hadn't brought enough water or snacks, that walk could have been a lot tougher.
For sure.
So it's a good reminder that sometimes, you know, the smallest items in your pack can make the biggest difference in a difficult situation.
Okay, so flat tire fixed. What happened next?
Right.
Did he manage to complete the ride?
Oh, he finished, but it wasn't without its further challenges.
Okay.
So imagine this, you know, he's back on the bike, he's starving after this whole ordeal,
Right.
and naturally being in Hyderabad, he goes for that classic biryani, right?
I blame him for that.
No, who doesn't love biryani? But here's the kicker.
Okay.
His phone dies,
Oh no.
and he doesn't have enough cash. But luckily, he had a spare phone for emergencies
I'll pick that
and
up.
could use a payment app. Thank goodness for technology.
Seriously, crisis averted.
What a story. That's a definite reminder to always have a backup plan.
Always.
But what I find interesting is that this incident kind of became a microcosm of the entire journey.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're going to face obstacles, you're going to need to adapt, but ultimately, resourcefulness and a bit of luck will often see you through.
It really does, yeah.
So he powered through, finished his first ever 200 kilometers in under 10 hours of actual riding time.
Amazing.
Yeah. But he mentioned a surprising realization after the ride. What was that about?
So he checks his stats and he discovers that a whole bunch of other riders also completed the same distance around the same time.
Interesting.
Yeah, it made him wonder why so many others were taking on this challenge simultaneously.
Yeah, that is interesting. It's a good reminder that even when we feel alone in our pursuits, there's often a whole community out there striving for those similar goals, you know?
Yeah,
Did
exactly.
this discovery change his approach at all?
It definitely sparked a shift. It seems like completing that first 200 kilometers just fueled his
Yes.
desire to go even further. So what's he do next?
What did he do?
He decides to do another 200K the very next day, but this time in the opposite direction.
Back to back.
Back-to-back 200K rides.
This guy is incredible.
I know, right?
So, was his approach any different the second time around?
Absolutely. So while the first ride was all about the accomplishment, right?
Yeah.
The physical challenge of hitting that 200K mark.
Yeah.
The second one was about something else entirely.
Yeah, okay.
He wanted to take it slower, really soak in the surroundings, and simply enjoy the experience.
So instead of pushing for speed, he shifted gears and just focused on enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
That's a pretty interesting change in mindset.
Yeah, it is.
Did this new approach lead to any unexpected detours?
It certainly did. This relaxed pace allowed for some spontaneous moments.
Like what?
Well, can you imagine taking a 2-hour nap in the middle of a 200-kilometer ride?
A 2-hour nap. That's certainly not something you see in a training manual.
No, not really.
Do you think that was a mistake, or was that like a strategic move?
Well, in his account, it seemed like he genuinely listened to his body
Yeah.
and he prioritized rest and recovery.
Okay.
He realized that pushing through exhaustion wasn't always the best approach.
Right.
Sometimes a well-timed break can be the key to finishing strong.
For sure. And I bet that nap led to some pretty amazing food experiences, knowing Bhaskar's love for discovering those local treats.
You're right on the mark. That nap brought him to the shores of Osman Sagar Lake,
Nice.
where he enjoyed a delicious meal of freshly caught fish fry.
Oh, wow.
He even mentioned in his account that if he hadn't taken that break, he might have missed out on that culinary delight.
Oh, that would have been a shame.
Yeah, it's a beautiful reminder that sometimes slowing down and embracing the unexpected can lead to some of the most rewarding experiences.
I like that. So this second 200-kilometer ride, even though it took longer, it was about finding that balance between pushing limits and savoring the journey. But even with those detours, he was racking up some serious mileage. Where was he at in terms of his overall challenge progress?
By this point, he had already crushed an incredible 1,000 kilometers
Wow.
in just 15 days.
That's amazing.
But let's not forget that the Arafana still left him with 2,800 kilometers to conquer in the remaining 20 days.
Oh my goodness, talk about pressure.
Talk about pressure.
How did he handle that kind of pressure, especially after already pushing his body so much?
That's where the mental game comes in. He was physically exhausted. And those increasing daily targets just added another layer of mental strain. You know, and it's something anyone who has pushed their limits can relate to.
Totally.
That fatigue, dealing with those expectations, and staying motivated when facing, you know, a mountain of a challenge.
So what did he do? Did he let the pressure get to him?
Not at all. In fact, this is where a past goal resurfaced.
Okay.
He'd previously missed the opportunity to complete a 300-kilometer ride from Hyderabad to Vijayawada. And now he saw his chance.
So even amidst the pressure, he's setting even bigger goals.
It's pretty amazing.
What did his preparation for this massive ride look like?
This is where we see that meticulous planning in action, minimizing the weight he was carrying. He meticulously mapped out the route, even figured out where to find his favorite biryani spots along the way.
Of course.
And he packed dry fruits for quick energy boosts during the ride.
Smart. That's next level preparation.
It is.
But minimizing weight for a ride like that must have been a challenge. What kind of gear choices did he make?
He really focused on packing only the essentials.
Okay.
You know, lightweight clothing and gear.
Right.
He even swapped out his usual saddlebag for a smaller one just to reduce weight.
Wow.
You know, for long distance cycling, every gram counts.
That's true.
Those small choices can make a big difference in overall performance.
All prepped and ready to go. How did the actual ride unfold? Did he hit any roadblocks along the way?
So he set off at 2:51 in the morning, fueled by excitement and maybe a few pre-ride jitters, but the first 50 kilometers flew by in under 2 hours.
Starting that early certainly has its advantages.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in a place like Hyderabad, beating the heat is essential.
Yeah, you got to beat that heat.
Did he keep up that pace for the entire ride?
Well, he knew he had to pace himself strategically.
Right.
You know, maintain a consistent speed, taking short breaks to stretch and hydrate.
LMR.
It's a crucial lesson in endurance, not just in cycling, but in any endeavor.
Yeah.
You know, pushing too hard early on can lead to burnout later.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between pushing your limits and conserving energy.
Exactly.
So what happened next? Did he manage to stick to his plan?
For the most part, yes. He hit the 110-kilometer mark just after 7:00 a.m.
Okay.
With 200 kilometers to go.
Wow.
So reaching those milestones, it provides such a psychological boost.
Yeah.
It breaks down a monumental task into smaller, more manageable segments, you know.
It's like that feeling of, okay, I got this. Even when the finish line still seems miles away?
Exactly. He continued riding, taking short breaks to fuel up.
Okay.
Around the halfway point, he stopped for a light breakfast. But of course, saving room for that biryani he mapped out earlier.
Okay, I have to ask, what was the biryani situation?
He found it.
Nice.
He took a longer break to savor the meal, charge his devices, and freshen up. You know, it's not just about the food.
Right.
It's about giving yourself that mental break.
Yeah.
Taking the time to recharge both physically and mentally is crucial during those long hauls.
Food and rest, two essential ingredients for any successful adventure.
I agree.
What did the final stretch of that 300K ride look like?
With 90 kilometers left to go, he topped off his hydration bag, prepared for that home stretch.
Okay.
As the afternoon heat kicked in, he made a smart move, stopped for a refreshing dry fruit shake.
Good idea.
Yeah, staying hydrated, especially when the fatigue sets in, is crucial.
Totally. Did he manage to finish strong?
He powered through those last kilometers.
Awesome.
Finally reaching Vijayawada after an incredible 18 and a half hours. His actual riding time was just under 13 hours.
Okay.
But those strategic breaks definitely paid off.
Yeah, they did. He did it. His first 300 kilometer ride.
I know. What an accomplishment.
But knowing Bhaskar, I bet he was already thinking about that next challenge.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
What was it?
His next goal, a 400-kilometer ride within 24 hours.
Whoa, he's setting the bar even higher.
He is.
400K, what kind of preparation goes into a ride of that magnitude?
Well, the week leading up to the attempt was all about, you know, lower intensity mileage.
Okay.
Allowing his body and mind to recover from the previous efforts.
Right.
He needed to conserve energy and approach this new challenge with a fresh perspective.
So rest and recovery are just as important as pushing those limits.
Absolutely.
But even with the best preparation, I imagine things don't always go according to plan. What happened during this 400K attempt?
So he set off just before 4:50 a.m. on September 23rd.
Okay.
Prioritizing consistency over speed, knowing this was going to be a long haul. But as fate would have it, Mother Nature had other plans.
Oh, no. What kind of weather trouble are we talking about?
A little over 100 kilometers into the ride as he was heading towards Rajahmundry.
Okay.
A drizzle turned into a full-blown downpour.
Oh no.
And he had to take shelter, grabbing some breakfast while waiting for the storm to pass.
Well, at least he was able to refuel and recharge during that delay.
Exactly.
But yeah, unexpected weather can definitely throw a wrench into the best laid plans.
Oh, for sure.
Did he let the rain derail his attempt?
Not at all. He got back on the road, but the rain continued to come and go,
Yeah.
making for less than ideal riding conditions.
Right.
And then, just when you thought it couldn't get any more unpredictable, he had to teach an online class.
Wait, what? An online class in the middle of a 400K ride?
I know.
That's unbelievable. How did he manage that?
Talk about dedication. He pulled over on the banks of the Godavari River,
Wow.
right under that impressive rail-cum road bridge,
Okay.
conducted his class with trains rumbling by in the background. It ended up being a 3-hour session, longer than expected, but certainly a memorable experience.
That's an incredible story. It shows how adaptable he was, you know, juggling his passions and responsibilities, even in the most unexpected situations.
For sure.
But with the rain delay and the class, I imagine his 400K goal was kind of slipping away.
You're right, with his schedule thrown off and darkness approaching, he knew he couldn't safely continue alone
Yeah.
in unfamiliar territory at night.
Right.
So he made the difficult decision to turn back.
That must have been a tough call.
Yeah, it takes a lot of strength to prioritize safety over achieving a goal.
Absolutely. So he opted for a shorter route back.
Yes, crossing the Godavari River on that same impressive bridge he taught his class under.
Even in changing his plans, he still managed to experience that unique landmark.
He did.
So, did he give up entirely on the 400K goal after that?
He knew he likely wouldn't hit his initial target, but that didn't stop him from pushing forward.
Okay.
He powered through patchy roads, grabbed a quick biryani dinner, because why not?
Always time for biryani.
And then navigated those bustling construction zones on the Uluru Bypass.
He really embraced the full spectrum of experiences on these rides, didn't he?
He did, he did.
From scenic landscapes to challenging road conditions, and of course, delicious food stops.
It highlights that gritty reality of long-distance cycling.
Yeah.
It's not always glamorous.
No.
There will be moments of discomfort, fatigue, unexpected hurdles.
Yeah.
It's about embracing it all, finding the resilience to keep moving forward.
So, what was the final outcome of this ambitious 400K attempt?
By the time he reached Vijayawada, it was late, and he had covered an impressive 350 kilometers.
Still, that's amazing.
It is.
While not the 400K he initially aimed for, it was still a massive achievement under those conditions.
For sure.
What do you think was the biggest takeaway from this experience for him?
I think it was a valuable lesson in adapting to changing circumstances and prioritizing safety over rigidly sticking to a goal.
Right.
It showed his growth as a cyclist, learning to balance ambition with prudent decision-making.
It sounds like he really learned to embrace, you know, that unpredictable nature of these long rides.
He did.
But even though he didn't hit that 400K mark, he still pushed himself incredibly hard.
Yeah.
How did that impact his overall progress on the, you know, 3,800 kilometer Kashmir to Kanyakumari challenge?
Well, that 350 kilometer ride brought his total mileage close to 2,800 kilometers.
Okay.
But remember, he still had a long way to go,
Yeah.
and time was ticking away.
Right.
This is where the mental fortitude of an endurance athlete really shines.
Yeah, I imagine those final days were a true test of willpower.
They were.
How did he navigate that last stretch, both physically and mentally?
The next few days were definitely rough.
Yeah, okay.
His body was feeling the cumulative strain of 25 consecutive days of cycling.
Right.
Fatigue was setting in,
Yeah.
and those daily targets, those just kept getting higher.
That sounds incredibly grueling. Did he share any insights into how he pushed through those moments of exhaustion and doubt?
He talked about the importance of breaking down those remaining kilometers into smaller, more manageable goals.
Okay.
So focusing on each day, each ride, rather than getting overwhelmed by the enormity of the overall challenge.
So a kind of mental compartmentalization to stay focused on the task at hand.
Exactly.
It's like that saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Exactly.
Did he manage to maintain that momentum even with all the fatigue?
He did a few shorter rides,
Okay.
strategically racking up kilometers here and there,
Okay.
but with just a week left in the challenge, he still had about 500 kilometers to go.
Oh, wow. That's cutting it close.
It was.
What did his final push look like? Did he have any strategic plans to make up that remaining distance?
He took a much-needed rest day first,
Okay.
which left him just 2 days to cover those 500 kilometers.
2 days.
I know. Talk about pressure.
That's a nail biter for sure.
Yeah, But, he drew confidence from his experience with those back-to-back 200-kilometer rides earlier in the challenge.
Right. He'd already proven to himself that he could handle those intense back-to-back efforts.
Exactly.
So how did those final 2 days unfold?
On the second to last day, he hammered out over 200 kilometers.
Wow.
Strategically looping around Guntur and Uluru before heading back to Vijayawada.
Okay.
It was a testament to his growing understanding of his own capabilities and the importance of efficient route planning.
And the final day, the culmination of weeks' incredible effort, what did that last ride look like?
He went for a more scenic ride towards his hometown, Machilipatnam.
Oh, wow.
Even making a stop at Majinaputi Beach.
Nice.
It's like a victory lap.
Yeah.
A chance to savor the accomplishment and connect with his roots.
Right.
Even had to squeeze in a few extra kilometers.
Oh, wow.
To hit that 3,800-kilometer target. But he did it.
He completed the entire Kashmir to Kanyakumari challenge.
He did.
That's incredible. What a journey.
What a journey.
And the timing couldn't have been more poetic.
No, it couldn't have.
He started on his birthday and finished on Gandhi Jayanti.
I love that.
It was a testament to his dedication, his resilience, and the power of setting those ambitious goals.
It really is.
He must have been completely spent after that final push.
Understandably exhausted. Both yeah. physically and mentally.
Yeah.
He took a well-deserved rest day, allowed his body and mind to recover from weeks of intense effort.
Right.
And when he finally checked the challenge results, he discovered that only a handful of participants had actually completed the full 3,800 kilometers.
A handful. Wow, that really puts his achievement into perspective.
It does.
It wasn't just about completing a personal challenge. He was among the very few who conquered the full distance.
It speaks volumes about his commitment and discipline.
Yeah, it does.
And even after all that, his journey wasn't over.
It wasn't.
He'd racked up over 7,000 kilometers since starting back in June.
Wow.
And after a few more days of recovery, he was feeling refreshed and ready for a new adventure.
So what was next on the horizon for this tireless cyclist? Did he set his sights on another epic challenge?
Well, as he was planning a trip to the Andaman and Nicobar Islands,
okay.
he stumbled upon a video about a cycling club, Audax India Randonneurs,
okay.
organizing these long-distance rides.
Oh, wow.
It sparked an immediate interest, and he quickly signed up for a club membership.
It sounds like a perfect match. This chance encounter opened up a whole new world of cycling possibilities for him.
It did.
What kind of rides does this Audax club organize?
So he learned about their Super Randonneur SR series.
Okay.
An intense challenge that involves completing 600, 400, 300, and 200-kilometer rides.
Wow.
All within 7 days.
Oh my goodness, that's a whole other level of intensity.
It is.
Back-to-back long rides like that require some incredible stamina and mental toughness.
They do.
Did he jump right into this SR series?
He met with a local club representative, Jagadish Babu.
Okay.
Who encouraged him to take on the challenge.
All right.
But during their meeting, Jagadish noticed something surprising about Bhaskar's bike.
What was it? Did he discover a problem with the bike after all those thousands of kilometers?
It turned out that his bike, despite carrying him through over 7,000 kilometers, had never been serviced.
What? That's unbelievable. I can't even imagine putting that much stress on a bike without any maintenance.
I know. It's a good reminder that even seasoned cyclists sometimes overlook the importance of regular bike care.
For sure. So was he able to get it fixed?
He was. Luckily, he was able to get his bike serviced just in time for his trip to the Andaman and Nicobar Islands.
Okay.
He spent 5 days there. Soaking up the beauty of the beaches, recharging, knowing a massive challenge awaited him upon his return.
That break was probably the perfect way to prepare.
It was.
Both physically and mentally for that grueling SR series. Did he manage to complete all four rides within that 7-day time frame?
He did. He returned from his trip refreshed and ready to tackle that challenge.
Awesome.
And with his newly serviced bike, he successfully completed the SR series, earning the prestigious Super Randonneur title.
What an incredible story. From a casual cyclist to a Super Randonneur, pushing his limits further and further with each challenge.
It's really inspiring.
It's a testament to the power of dedication, perseverance, and, a willingness to embrace the unexpected.
Bhaskar's journey reminds us that we're all capable of achieving extraordinary things when we set our minds to it.
Absolutely.
It's about setting goals, pushing boundaries, and discovering that incredible strength that lies within each of us.
His story is truly inspiring. It makes you think about, what seemingly impossible challenges we might be able to conquer if we embrace that same mindset and preparation.
Yeah, what's that one goal, that one dream that
Exactly.
seems just out of reach?
Maybe it's closer than we think. So it's kind of like a puzzle.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like we have this amazing ending.
We know the outcome.
We know the outcome, but we need to figure out how he got there. Until next time, happy cycling, everyone.